Good evening and welcome to this service of prayer and healing in the style of the Tazay community of France. This is a contemplative service, which means that we do a lot more listening to God than talking to and about God. And we do that through the silence, through the singing, which quiets our busy minds, and through listening to the word as it comes to us through scriptural writings. This service has also a healing component, and you are advised by the instructions, if you wish, to have some supplies at hand to anoint yourself or someone near you when it comes time. And so I invite you to do that, but I will tell you when. It'll be more obvious. You also have the order of worship, which includes the music. St. Augustine said, the Christian who sings prays twice, because he knew the power of music to express the inexpressible. So don't be worried about what you sound like. Just sing. The other thing is that I've been noticing in the world that there's been a spike of anger that has come. I've noticed it in myself. I've noticed it in some of my small circle of friends. And there was an article about it in the Wall Street Journal. So I thought that maybe we would listen to a couple of scriptures that deal with anger from the Bible. The first is from the Gospel of Mark, and there's a misprint in your program. It's Mark, the third chapter. And this is the story of Jesus and his response to people's caring more for rules and regulations than for suffering humanity. And then the second reading is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Paul's giving a lot of advice, and some of it has to do with anger. So if you've been feeling this rising tension within you, this frustration, this impatience, maybe all the way to a full-on rant, know that this is a normal part of our human expression, and that we also learn how to manage it. So we are going to begin singing, and we sing these songs over and over again. They're simple chants. Some of them we sing in Latin. Feel free to sing them in English, because it's important that you sing whatever is comfortable. The words mean something, but the singing of them is even more important, whether we know exactly what they mean. So feel free to try the Latin if you want to, or just to sing it in English. We will begin and have at some point in the service a guided meditation and a long silence. So it doesn't mean that your streaming feed has gone blank. It just is very a long period for you to listen for God. So let us begin with a song.
with all your people of the church throughout the
Christ Jesus, born poor among the poor, you are God's humility, and you come not to judge, but to open a way of communion with God.
3:1-6. Again, Jesus entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. The Pharisees watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save the life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him.
From Ephesians chapter 4, starting with verse 25 and doing selected verses. "So then, putting away falsehood, let us all speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the evil one. Put away from you all wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you." Ours is an incarnational religion. God became flesh and dwelt among us. And sometimes in our tradition, we have forgotten how important our bodies are. They are temples in which the Spirit dwells. So I use this heart meditation to help us learn again how to treasure our bodies and how to let them guide us into closer communion with God. So as you are sitting either on the floor or in a chair, just notice where your sit bones are meeting the chair. They are those bones at the bottom of your pelvis, often cushioned by muscles, but they are very important for making contact with that which supports us. And you might also notice how your feet are making contact with the ground. The ground is a source of very stable, nurturing energy that travels through your feet, up through your legs, and into the bottom of your spine. Notice also your breath. Don't try to make it anything. You don't have to hold it, make it slow, make it deep, just let it be. And trust your body's wisdom to know just how much oxygen you need to take in and how much carbon dioxide you need to let go of. Breathing is like a wave. Maybe that's why we find solace at the ocean, that rhythm of coming in and going out. And then up on the forehead, right above the nose, and right between the eyebrows, just a little bit above that, is an entrance into the wisdom seat. This is an ancient tradition, and it calls this wisdom seat sometimes the third eye. It goes into the center of our head, right above our spine, which is right between our ears. So we just find this center place in our head, the seat of wisdom. And we're going to drop it slowly, step by step, down into the place where the heart is. So there are 7 vertebrae in our neck, and we're going to treat them each as a step. So bearing the wisdom seat, we take the first step down. And then we drop again into the second step, third step, fourth step, fifth step, sixth, seventh. And now we're at the opening to the thorax, which is we call the chest, the heart space. And we're going to join that wisdom seat with the heart space. Now the heart is capable of generating much more energy, electromagnetic energy, than just the size of the physical heart. So this heart space is generous. It may be as much as 3 feet in all direction. So there's plenty of room in that space for wisdom, for all the people that you know, for all the people you don't know. God's holy presence is in this space. This is like the holy of holies of the temple. And everyone we've ever known and loved is in this space, whether they are living or have passed on. There is no separation. because all are one in holy love. So we're going to be silent for about 9 minutes. And I invite you to, when your mind wanders, as it will, just simply to notice your breath, and then notice the heart space, and then go back to just listening for the word of God. Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them how to pray because they saw that his prayer was different. And so he taught them, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Now we come to the part of the service where you are invited to offer healing prayers. We will be singing and keeping the energy of prayer going, and we invite you to sing along when you're finished. If you have not yet gotten a piece of cotton or a tissue that you moisten with olive oil or some vegetable oil, you can go get that. There's be plenty of time. Don't be afraid of doing this wrong. You can't do it wrong. It's just a symbol. So when we moisten our thumb, we say in the name of the Trinity, so it can be Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. Or you can just say Amen. And this seals whatever prayer you send up for yourself or for others, or for the situation that we're all in. These prayers are important. And this symbolic act seals it and reminds us that we have done an important work.
Sweet.
in the sure knowledge that the Spirit is never away from you, that God's presence is always with you, and that if you find you can't feel that, you can just soften your heart and know that God is there. And so now, as you end this service, as you go out into your life this week, know that the peace of God goes with you. And share that peace just by being peaceful with this hurting world. In Jesus' name, amen.